high and that positions us well to do excellent work. Our research trends have been going up at a steady rate as the competition for federal dollars has intensified. A new ranking published by the Times Higher Ed in London ranked UIC 11th worldwide for public universities under 50 years old. Remember, we're not as old as the institution my colleague Phyllis Weiss leads. And in a new ranking, and as we revisited that ranking, what we found was that UIC, and I'm really very proud of the work of our faculty, the commitment of our staff, and the wonderful students like Kenneth Thomas we bring to UIC. Other aspects of our competitive advantage, we have a legacy. I think of Mayor Daley, Richard J. Daley. I think of Jane Addams and the legacy, the legacy that she brings to our campus. She's iconic in terms of her presence. Our diverse student body, our Chicago location, our central role in Illinois healthcare. Our dynamic public and private partnerships, Phyllis mentioned several of them, whether it be Argonne National Laboratory or Baxter International and Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I'll move on. This graph was presented by Walt Knorr, our CFO, at the May meeting. In 10 years, UIC has experienced an outstanding increase in research funding, 108%. We realize that this is a slippery slope given the discussions occurring in D.C., but we remain optimistic that this trajectory will continue. Now I want to talk about our aspirations and our priorities. One of UIC's aspirations, one of many, it's long-term, is to become a member of the Association of American Universities. In order to meet this aspiration, the following action items are being implemented: to recruit and retain the best-in-class faculty, students, and staff, to improve the quality of life of our students on our campus as well as their graduation and retention rates, both for undergraduate and graduate students, to balance our research portfolio. Phyllis, you were saying maybe you have a little bit too much NSF. I may have a little bit too much NIH. So I have to balance our portfolio of research. And to continue to nominate our faculty to various honorific academies and societies. A few years ago, I created a National Academies Committee on our campus to facilitate the nomination of our excellent faculty to the IOM and National Academy of Engineering, et cetera. And I would say that I want to thank my colleagues on the Urbana campus for embracing that effort. Our opportunities. UIC has many opportunities. We are developing partnerships and collaborations that I think are critically important in terms of the other campuses, in terms of universities around the world. We are a partner with Dalian University in China. We have created a number of agreements that I think will bode well. Another important opportunity that we have is that Chicago is expanding its cyber infrastructure. Chicago is the home of Starlight. This is the primary aggregation point for research networks in the United States, perhaps in the world. It is a high-speed networking and data center located right on at 710 Lakeshore Drive. We are part of that network. And again, we're training a very diverse healthcare, very diverse healthcare professionals for the state, the nation, and the world. So we have many opportunities, but we have challenges. Now, Phyllis talked about some of those challenges. Declining GRF dollars, exacerbated by the unprecedented non-payment of committed resources. Decreasing ability to recruit the best-in-class faculty, students, and staff to our university, to our campus. Think about it. I recall when I first arrived here, we had a wonderful faculty member, an outstanding faculty member, member of the National Academy, the IOM, as a matter of fact. And he said, well, you know, you can just go down the road, and University of Chicago's there, Northwestern's there. It is, you don't have to move your family. In other words, my faculty, we are rated as